Public schools get a large portion of their funding from local property taxes. That's taxes paid on homes and businesses, including big factories. But for decades, manufacturers in Orleans Parish have gotten a big break on those property taxes, and that means less money for schools. Now the parish school board is considering asking companies to pay up. WWNO's Jess Clark has the story.
I'm about as close as I can get to the Folgers plant on the Industrial Canal without being on private property, and the breeze smells like coffee. On one wall of the plant, there's a giant painting of a red Folgers coffee can. This plant is worth millions of dollars, but along with the tons of roasted coffee this plant produces each year, it also could be producing more in local property taxes for the school system.
In 2017, about $3 million of property taxes that would have otherwise gone to the school board were exempt.
Exempt, meaning companies like Folgers didn't have to pay them. Jeannie Donovan is with the nonprofit Louisiana Budget Project. She says the state has been giving Folgers and other local manufacturers big breaks on their property taxes through the Industrial Tax Exemption Program. The program is meant to encourage companies to expand and create jobs, but it also means millions of dollars less each year for local services, the fire department, drainage, transportation, and schools, like Esperanza Charter School.
And this is the section right here.
At Esperanza Charter School in Mid-City, Principal Nicole Salney walks around the side of the school building. It's covered in huge white tarps.
So we're looking at the back of my kindergarten class, and it has some water damage and termite damage.
The termites have made several classrooms unusable. It's going to take thousands of dollars to repair. And there are a lot of other things Salney would like to spend money on, like more classrooms. The school is so crowded that some classes are held in trailers. She also wants a gym so kids have a place to play when it's hot or raining.
So I would build a gymnasium. I would put smart boards in each classroom. Each classroom would have their own computer carts with laptops.
In short, they could use more funding. Now they're looking for companies like Folgers to pay up. Governor John Bel Edwards changed the Industrial Tax Exemption Program so that local school boards get a say in whether manufacturers get tax breaks that affect their local budgets. Orleans Parish School Board member Ben Kleben wants to take advantage of that new power. He doesn't want to give out any tax breaks at all.
We have all of these needs educationally. I don't know how I could ever, as a board member, given the outcomes and the track record of this program, support taking away any additional resources from the school system.
The New Orleans mayor's office isn't so hot on that idea. They want to attract new businesses and boost employment, and they don't want the school board to get in the way. But Jeannie Donovan, the researcher with the Louisiana Budget Project, says the tax breaks haven't actually created that many jobs.
The outcomes for the Industrial Tax Exemption Program have not been great.
In the last 20 years, the tax breaks have cost the city more than $100 million, and they've created about 233 jobs. Donovan says the solution is for the city and school board to exercise their new power to say no when companies apply for tax exemptions that aren't a good deal.
It's important for the local taxing entities, including the school board, who have this new authority, to really dig into those applications and look at what are we really incentivizing here and where are these public funds really going.
The school board is working with the mayor's office to come up with a plan they can both agree on. Meanwhile, Folgers is planning to ask for millions of dollars in new exemptions, which they say will create 11 new jobs. Folgers' parent company, J.B. Smucker's, declined to interview. But in a written statement, they say they respect local leaders' need to balance the needs of their constituents. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
Support for WWNO's education reporting comes from Entergy Corporation.